So for a start, this has been coming for quite a long time, and we have been aware of that. This announcement has left a whole lot of people absolutely bewildered. Bureaucrats seem to spend an inordinate amount of time dreaming up all sorts of schemes, and this is a bureaucratically driven scheme. It wasn't asked for by the industry. It's been inflicted upon us both federally and from within the state. Main roads are obviously going to be the main protagonists in this, but I've had two phone calls, and the only, our own opinion on the farm here right now amongst the staff I've got was one of just absolute shock.
So what's the biggest concern behind the chain of responsibility legislation?
The core of what has actually happened here is this chain of responsibility. And chain of responsibility, it ropes everybody in. You know, we've had a series of governments here, state and federal, that have talked about cutting red tape. There is so much red tape involved in this. Now, the first part of the red tape is the compliance part of it, that we actually have to have systems in place on our properties to make certain that everything that leaves here is completely compliant. That means the farmer's responsible in making absolutely certain that every bale of wool is tied down properly, every truckload of hay, every truckload of grain, every load of stock leaving is completely compliant. Now, this was never the case before. It was up to the firm or the company doing the carrying or the driver to do this, but now it's roped the individual farmer into the system. What I'm worried about, and I'll give you another example, is that the farmer's 100 kilometres away from his farm picking up parts or doing whatever he's doing, and it's harvest time, and the local carrier comes out and loads a load of wheat and takes it into town, and on the way in there's an accident, and the load is collected and weighed, and it turns out that this guy was overloaded. Now, the actual farmer is part of that system. He's part of the chain of responsibility, and culpability will be sheeted back to him.
So what can be done here, Tony? Because these laws are due to come into effect relatively soon. Do there need to be the processes in place, or what can be done?
Well, I'm just surprised that this has got as far as it's got without a much more significant input from the grower organisations, both within the state and other states. But it just completely flies in the face of both the state and federal government that have promised to cut red tape, and they've dropped this one on us. And the real issue here is not just the red tape, it's the cost that goes with it. And in building this perfect world where everything is tucked away and nobody can get hurt and everything's as it should be, there is always a price tag attached to that. And at the end of the day, what we're doing here needs to be world competitive. And it's beholden upon our politicians to not do things that actually diminish the capacity of our industry to be profitable and also diminish the incomes of those that are practising it.
Now, this legislation's already had one false start 18 months ago. Do you think maybe it needs to be halted and consultation had?
I think it could have 10 more false starts and no one would mind. Everybody understands that they have a duty of care on the road. You know, we all understand that. If you tie something down and it falls off, you're liable. We know that. It's this chain of command part of it that actually, it's very benign and they're saying that it's not that important, we don't need to focus on it, but in the end, that will be the one that takes someone down. And chain of responsibility brings people into the system that are going to actually have to spend a lot of money putting other people in place to make certain that the wrong thing doesn't happen, and there will also be insurance required, and that will be a cost.
So, Tony, what do you think farmers should be doing in the lead-up to this April 27th expected date of starting of these new laws? Or do you not believe that it will actually come to that point?
Oh, no, look, I think this legislation is probably a done deal. I think it's there. But what I would say is ring up your local member and absolutely tell him what I got told about an hour ago by a farmer just down the road from where I am. You know, this is just, it's unnecessary and it's obstructionist and it's going to be expensive. And it probably won't achieve what's meant to be achieved.